everybody. Fred Bernardo, the smoking guitar player. Guess what we're going to do today? We got a new pellet grill from Green Mountain Grills. It's called the Daniel Boone Digital Model. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to unbox it, we're going to check it out, and we're going to let you see what we do. So my crew is ready, and here we go! That's it. That's done, right? Yeah. One taker.
One take? You want to do
it? Did I overblow the microphone?
I didn't hear as such.
Okay.
You want to do one casual?
No. I don't...
Everybody, this video is brought to you by Tasty Licks Barbecue Company. You can get these fine products at fredsmusicandbarbecue.com. Check us out.
So folks, today we're going to unbox the new Green Mountain Grill called the Daniel Boone model, the Daniel Boone Digital from Green Mountain Grills Company in Reno, Nevada. You're looking at the box right now, and in a couple of seconds my trusty crew of helpers is going to unbox it right before your eyes, do a quick assembly on it, and then we're going to fire it up, and I'm going to cook my lunch. You betcha the smoking guitar player is hungry. So that's what we're going to do. So here we go. Let's get my guys over here, and let's put this baby together and have some fun. Okay, folks. This is Fred Bernardo, the smoking guitar player, in front of you. These two young men are anxious to attack something we just got in, this box in front of them, from Green Mountain Grills. This is the new Green Mountain Grills Daniel Boone Digital Model. We just got it in. We thought we'd let you see how it's going to come to you if we send one to you. We thought we'd let you see what it's going to look like and how you're going to put it together. So my boys got their tools. You got their tools?
Got them.
Where are the tools? There you go. They actually do have their tools. We want to keep them honest. I thought they were lying there for a minute. They got their tools. What kind of tools you got there, my man?
Got a screwdriver.
Yeah. What's that thing in your left hand? Is that some kind of hammer, like from a country south of the border? Don't say it.
This is a 10 millimeter equipped socket wrench.
Yeah.
And then we also have some 10 millimeter straight wrenches. That's all you're going to need.
All right. Okay, boys, go to it. So while the boys are going to it here, they're going to attack this box. While they're doing that, let me tell you a little bit about Green Mountain Grills. This company's in Reno, Nevada, and they got nice pellet grills. Their claim to fame is that their grill, compared to the competition, and we all know which one that is, has a higher dome on it so that you can cook beer can chickens and big turkeys and things in there. It's got a lot more cooking space. And you see, it comes in a pretty easy box to carry. It's got these handles on the end that you see. And now the boys are going to attempt to lift this heavy grill out. That's not the most flattering angle I've ever seen at Dallas. But there they go. They're struggling, but they're going to do it. They got it. All right. And there it is. Now, you see it's got some weird goop on the front here. That stuff comes right off with a little bit of, get a little bit of solvent on there. It takes that right off. Like, we'll probably use, like, some goo gone or... Oh, there it goes. Toby's just using his hand and taking it off. How heavy was that, guys?
It was probably 120 pounds, somewhere in there.
Okay, in the box it weighs 155 pounds, so that was probably 100 and a quarter, 130, something like that. Now, as you can see, it comes almost completely assembled. Gonna have to do a little assembly, and the boys are gonna attack it. Now, let me tell you about this grill. It has a digital controller with a temperature sensor in the grill. Real nice system. And the temperature sensor, you know, determines, you set it on the digital readout. I'll show you, which is right down here behind Dallas's knee. There's the digital readout. You set your temperature on there. And the temperature sensor senses the temperature inside the grill and keeps it at that temperature. It does a pretty good job of it. We have our demo grill lit up here, and it's winter in Pennsylvania, and it does a pretty good job of keeping that thing at temperature. Okay, now the boys are thinking. They're communicating by eyesight, looking at each other, wondering what's next. Toby decided to dig in, and they're just taking the pieces out of here. Now, back to that digital controller. It has a temp range from 150 to 420 or 430, I believe. Now, you might say 430 isn't very high, but you know, if you want to sear steaks, that's called the Maillard effect, where the steak carbonizes and like caramelizes, I guess is actually the right word. And that happens at around 350 degrees, I believe. So 430 is plenty. We have been cooking on one of the old models that gets up to that temperature, and it works quite well. We've done pizzas in there on pizza stones and various other things. So, you know, that's good temperature. And it'll certainly be good for most of your needs. Okay? So the guys are taking the thing apart. Just arranged all the parts there on the floor in front of the grill so we can see what we got to work with. Hey, what's that little bag over there on the right there, Dallas? That one there. That guy.
Sampling of pellets.
Okay, and I can tell you what those pellets are for. They supply that with the grill, and they're to put in the hopper to charge the auger, and we'll tell you about that then. You know what that means, Dallas?
Charge the auger?
Yeah.
That's like, it's sort of like priming it or warming it up for the first time use.
Wow, that was a pretty good ad lib. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. So you turn the thing on for 2 minutes with a little bit of pellets in there, or you can fill the pellet hopper up, it's even better, and run it for 2 minutes, and it pulls pellets out and fills up the auger and primes the auger. Perfect. All right. And then you shut it off, and then you can use the normal startup procedure. This digital thermostat, guys, if you want to proceed, go ahead. This digital thermostat has a automatic startup procedure. You just turn the grill on, and as long as that auger's primed, as long as you didn't run out of pellets, you just let the thing sit there, and it goes through two or three different cycles, and it takes a total of 6.5 minutes, and then it comes up and it defaults to 320 degrees. And it automatically will run the temperature to 320 degrees. But anytime after that 6.5 minute startup cycle, you can just go over there when that's done and set your temperature anywhere from 150 to 430 and 420, 430, whatever it is. And it'll just hold that temp and go right to that temp and stay there until you're ready. Now, this grill is really a pretty nice thing. Comes shipped pretty well equipped and ready to go. You just got to pretty much put the legs on and put the stuff on the inside and fire it up. It does have a real big, for the size of the grill, it has a real big cooking chamber, which is really a nice thing. And this digital of theirs works really good. So as you can see, it comes with two of the legs have wheels on them, and the front two will not. There are optional wheels that you can get to put on the front. Okay, usually two is enough. There's the chimney Dallas just undid, and there's the grease bucket. And Dallas is going to be doing the little cap for the chimney right now. So what's the first thing you're going to do, guys? The legs?
Yep.
The legs are going to be first. So we're going to pause here just for a sec, and we'll come back when we're working on the legs. Okay, we're back. The boys are ready to start attacking, putting on the legs. Toby has just completely discarded. He's thrown away the instructions. And at least he threw them to the side over here because he says he doesn't need them. So we're going to see if he can do it without the instructions. Now, these legs are all numbered. There is a special way that they have to go on. Toby's ignoring that, and we'll see if he gets himself into trouble later. What do you think, Toby?
I think this is going to be no problem.
He thinks it's going to be no problem. Now, let me tell you, this young man is experienced at putting grills together since that's what he does all the time when he's not doing all the other stuff he does here, which is just about everything. So he's inserting one of the legs. How did it go? How did that feel when it went in there, Toby?
Nice.
Oh, nice. Did you go like, ah, when it went in? Oh, yeah. Okay, good. You're starting to look confused.
No, I just grabbed the wrong number.
He grabbed the wrong number. Okay, how many, what are they, 1 to 4?
Yep, 1 to 4.
All right.
It has a 4 on it.
There you go. It's got a 4 on it. He's inserting it. He's inserting it. Oh. Did it go in good? There you go. There it is.
Like butter.
He's got to cut like butter, he said. He's got the bolts. He's going to get them started. He's got the screwdriver. He's thinking about it. He's trying to get the threads started. Boy, this is getting to be like watching paint dry. Now, what we're going to do is, after we see one of these go on, we're going to take a pause here while the other ones go on. But there ain't going to be a whole lot to this, because this grill is pretty simple to get together, and we're going to be cooking pretty quick. And that's good, because as you guys know, if you know me at all from my videos, you know I like to eat. Now, let me tell you, if you're wondering where we are at Fred's Music and Barbecue Supply at 214 West Lancaster Avenue in beautiful downtown Shillington, Pennsylvania. And we say beautiful downtown with tongue-in-cheek. You can check us out on the web at www.fredsmusicandbbq.com. That's one long word, Fred's Music and BBQ. Okay? You could also email me, fred@fredsmusic.com is the easiest way. We do have a retail music store and a retail barbecue shop, which you see in the background here. And we're the only store of our kind in the whole world. There, we're going to pan around here a little bit. Pan, that's a video cameraman word. We're panning around here. You see that? That's some of the store. So you got a chance to see it, and here's the young men working on the grill. Okay, so we've got one leg on. Dallas is looking slightly confused, but trust me, it ain't too bad. You put the leg in like that. You give a little grunt. Did you grunt a little when you put that in? And then you you put the bolts in here and you tighten them up. Okay, then the hardest part is probably standing the thing up. We're going to take a little break. We'll come back when the boys are ready. Okay, so we're working on the rear two legs now. I thought I'd let you see how they're doing that since there's two people here. One's going to hold it up while the other one inserts and screws in the other two legs. Now, the Green Mountain Grills grill has a real good warranty, a couple of years, and hopefully you'll never need it. It really is a nice, well-built piece of gear, and you can run this thing down to 150 degrees, so you can get some really good smoke action going on there. I don't usually go below 200 or so, and some of the other models on the market don't even go down that low to 200, but we sell three or four brands of pellet grills here, and I can tell you, this is a pretty nice thing, certainly for the money. You can find this on our website, and you'll see the price there, and you can call us if you want to order one. We'll figure out the shipping, but it isn't too much. This is packed in such a way that we can ship it fairly easily. Okay, they're handing off the tools. Here comes the last leg. The last one, Dallas, huh?
Last one.
All right. Okay, so the boys have all four legs on, and there they go. They're standing it up. Now, what's the next thing you're going to put on there, gentlemen?
Well, we flip these handles around.
Okay, they're going to take the handles off. You can see the handles are mounted inside the grill backwards just for shipping. And they're going to take that off and put it on. We're going to do a couple of the handles, and then we'll come back and see where they're at. Remember, this is Fred Bernardo, the smoking guitar player at Fred's Music and Barbecue Supply in Shillington, Pennsylvania. Okay, folks, so we're back here. Toby is putting the finishing touches on the handle in the warming tray. This grill has a warming tray. It's small, but it's there anyway. Underneath, you can see here he's going to put it back in. And guys, what are you going to do next? Oh, show the top lid there. We also put the handle, which comes packed inside. So now we have both the handles on the grill. And I think next we're going to go for the stove chimney, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The chimney. There we go. The chimney's going to be next. And Toby's going to go at it. What do you need to put that on? Three screws?
Yep. Just
and the screws are on the side of the grill already. All the hardware is already on the grill, so you can't lose it. You just take it off and put your piece back on. So we're going to work on that now, and we'll see what that looks like. What's next?
The interior.
Yeah.
The interior of the grill. Okay, what do we got first? Heat deflector plate. That goes over top of the firebox. You know what? Let me take a look inside there. Let's do it like that. All right. So there you can see the firebox down inside the grill. And Toby, you're going to place that right in there, right? We don't need it. Oh, we got a light so you can see what it looks like. Let's take a good look. There you go. And you can see there where the pellets come down through in. Okay, Toby, go put that thing in there. Here goes the heat deflector. Then we got our drip pan. Normally we cover this with aluminum foil, but this is a brand new grill we're putting on display, so we're not going to worry about that. Go ahead, Dallas. Pretty simple. You just put it on the little ledges in there, just sit it on there, and the grease is going to catch on that, roll down. Okay. Porcelain-coated cooking grate. Nice large one, too. Larger than some of the competitive models. Toby's going to put that in there. While he's doing that, Dallas has the side shelf. Now, this side shelf just basically slides in. Them hinge pieces slide in there. This is really a nice feature of this grill. He's going to slide it in there, and then you got that support underneath. And the side shelf is ready. And you see it has those hooks on the front for your tools, for your tongs and your grill brush and all that stuff. And I can tell you, we use one of these as a demo grill, and it works great. And then he's going to put the little bucket on the little hook underneath. Right there, so it catches the grease drippings. That's right, Dallas. All right. Now, what else we got to do? Anything?
That's it.
Okay, so let's see you standing up behind that grill there, and you can be proud of your work, Toby. So here are the two young gentlemen, Dallas and Toby, from Fred's Music and Barbecue Supply. And there's the Green Mountain Digital Grill. How about we plug it in and show how the auger turns there? Can we do that quick? I'm going to bring the video camera over. No, over here, Tobe.
Oh, you want to see here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're okay. Okay, so here we go. So there you see the auger. Just plug it in. Now, normally we'd have pellets in here. And I guess you can see it. But it's turning. It's making a little squeaking noise because it's brand new. You see it turning? That will drag in the pellets. And we would let this on for 2 minutes, which is how long it takes for the pellets to go all the way from here all the way down to the end right at the firebox. Then we'll shut it off. And we'll turn it back on, and it'll go through the normal startup cycle, part of which you see this grill is doing now with these little flashing. Now, we don't have any pellets in there, so nothing's going to start up. We're inside the store. We don't really want to do that. Okay, Dallas, you can hit it. Okay, and that's pretty much it. This is the Daniel Boone Digital Pellet Grill from Green Mountain Grills. Now, we remember, we know who Daniel Boone is, right? What did he do? Kill a bunch of engines? Did Daniel Boone kill engines or what? Anyway, they named a grill after him. And the next one's going to be Jim Bowie, the bigger model. I think he killed engines, too.
They're both frontiersmen.
Oh, they're frontiersmen. I thought they killed engines.
They might have, but I don't think that's why they're
famous. They might have helped wipe out the Indians. We're not really sure about that. But they've got grills named after them nonetheless. And we like cooking on them because we like cooking on a pellet grill, which makes great flavor. These things you can put a brisket in and, you know, leave it in overnight, and it does a great job. So, hey, this is the smoking guitar player, Fred Minardo, from Fred's Music and Barbecue Supply in Shillington, Pennsylvania, signing off. Don't forget to check our website at www.fredsmusicandbbq.com and send us an email. Go check our videos out. We have them on the website. We have some on YouTube. And you're watching this one. And we'll check you out next time. So let's go do some cooking!